And as we do each Friday morning here during the legislative session, we rotate through some of our area lawmakers. And this morning, we're pleased to be joined on the phone by Representative Ron Hyland from the 51st District, representing the city of Wamego and the region. Representative Hyland, it's good to talk to you once again.
Same here. I'm hoping everybody's staying warm this morning.
Yes, indeed. It is. This has been a little bit of a cold snap here, and hopefully, agreed. Hopefully, people are staying warm. There's been some activity going on at the Kansas legislature this week as things are kind of shifting into the month of February. Did see this morning that Governor Kelly, maybe no surprise, vetoed the map that was approved for redistricting from the House and Senate. I'm curious if you think there are enough votes for an override on that.
Well, they've been counting noses, as you would expect, and I think there was win one or two with some people out with illnesses. It may be a close vote when it comes back to us.
Do you expect that today, or would that be maybe next week?
Yeah, it'll be next week.
Okay.
She vetoes it, and then we have to gather as a group. We have not been officially meeting on the floor like we normally do. And because of wanting to keep people separated as much as possible. But so I'm expecting probably Tuesday would probably be the first day that we'll do it. And they're probably at this point making calls to people to make sure they could make it.
All right. Now, if I remember right, last week when this, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, when this came up here for the House, you did not vote. You were there, but you did not vote. Can you explain that?
I voted present. And because of the map, and I heard from many of my constituents, they were not happy with it because Waubonsie County was moved from the 1st District to the 2nd District. And that upset a lot of people. In fact, I wasn't too happy about it because we had become very active in the 1st District and enjoyed the people we were working with. So it's going to be a big change if that sticks.
Okay. That's an interesting dynamic here. That was something that kind of went, I think, overlooked because a lot of folks kind of gravitated to what was going on in the Kansas City and Lawrence area. But regionally here, I mean, that's a big deal to lose or to really have a split out here from Waubonsie, I think Geary County as well, and leaving Riley and Pottawatomie in the Big First.
Yes. Yeah, it was quite a change that caught us off guard, quite frankly. And so we'll see what happens. What I predict, if it's overwritten, it will be taken to court anyway. Mm-hmm. That's been a promise made by the National Democrat group, their attorneys, and they will take it. And because it's a federal map, it'll go to federal court. So it's not over. It'll be a while.
All right. Well, definitely an interesting process to watch there. Of course, Representative Hyland is the chair of the House Water Committee, which is one of the newer committees in the Kansas legislature. But I did hear this week there are some things that may be coming out this year that we might be interested in. Can you tell us what's going on in the Water Committee?
Well, I'll share this with you. I'm on my third revisor. That's the attorney that serves the committee. And we have the bill written. It is being what they call proof. And the head attorney is the one proofing it. As it stands, anyway, last Tuesday, it was 421 pages. And I expect it to grow a little bit. They want to add some other things into it. But this bill will realign water across the state to where conservation will be the key moving forward. I did not realize until we spent that entire year, last year, researching all the water and how different agencies, 16 agencies, 7 federal agencies are involved. And we studied all of them. And 200 megabytes of information we gathered. We met all summer long. We took trips to Garden City. We saw what's going on out there. And to include the uranium removal process for Lakin. And then last Friday, we went over to Kansas City to Water One that supplies all the water for Johnson County in that area. It's been an education. It's been tiring, but we're about to, hopefully next week we will get the bill back and we can start work on it. And beyond that, I'm not prepared to let the cat out of the bag, everything that's going on, because we will have time for hearings and all of that. So that's where we are on that process.
Okay. What's the bill number on that, if we wanted to look it up?
There is no bill number yet.
Oh, there is?
Because it has not been released by the revisor's office yet.
I see. Okay. Thank you for that clarification. I missed that. Again, Representative Ron Hyland joining us here from Wamego. He's in the 51st District. Aside from what's going on in the Water Committee, anything else that you've been kind of keeping an eye on this week?
Well, I've been real busy because I'm also on the Commerce, Labor, and Economic Development Committee, and also on tax. So we have been extremely busy. Commerce, as you probably know, the governor and the Secretary of Commerce, who's also Lieutenant Governor, presented a bill to the Senate first, and now it's over in the House, and we asked a lot of questions, and none of them were answered to our satisfaction. And we met yesterday. They had a meeting between the governor, lieutenant governor, and leadership, and deals were trying to be, the compromises were trying to be made on this deal. Do you know anything about this? It's called the Apex Bill?
I don't think so.
Okay. This is a bill where they're trying to lure a company to come in, move into the state, and guarantee $4 billion worth of investment and 4,000 jobs.
Okay. Yeah, I have heard about that, yes.
Okay. So we're working on that, and we've been working on that day and night. They came and made a proposal yesterday, an amendment. A big balloon amendment, and I will be studying it all weekend to try to understand it, to see how much money it's going to cost the taxpayers. And that's what I'm worried about, is the cost to the taxpayers. So that's big going on there. In tax, we are dealing with what I call rats and cats, people coming in wanting to ask for their taxes to be exempted because of their classification, whatever. But we're dealing with those. But before long, that committee will gear up. Once the appropriations decide how much money they want to spend, we will look at all the tax structure and determine what we have to do to make sure we can pay for it. So it's as simple as that, but it's complicated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that'll be something to watch here, certainly. I attended the Riley County Livestock Association annual meeting this week, and they mentioned some bills coming up that in agriculture. There's a raw milk bill. I think you may know some stuff on that, where that might go this year. And then another one had to do with labeling of alternative meat products, I think. Do you know anything about those bills?
I sure do, because I was the past chairman of agriculture, and both those bills came up at the same time when I was chair. And so they're coming around again. The bills for the raw milk, that one, it's an attempt by a large group to eliminate the ability for a local farm to sell their milk. And most of the committee is against trying to restrict trade like that. Labeling, sure. And the public needs to know what the label is, and they can't advertise. So they're trying their best to try to eliminate the sale of raw milk. But many of us grew up on it, and if it's handled correctly, it's fine. But we'll see. I don't know that it'll go anywhere again. And the other one was the what we call the fake meat bill. And that one might actually gain some traction this time around. We had such a big argument over use of special terms in that bill originally. They may have compromised, come together, and said we'll accept this terminology. But that's where they stand on that one.
Okay. And I'm running a little bit short on time here. We usually have about 10 minutes here. Is there anything else I haven't discussed that you want to make sure to get out there to the public?
Well, another bill that I introduced, actually over a year ago, finally was passed by the Senate, and I will concur on it on the House floor, and it'll go to the governor for signature, and that's the hawk water heater bill. Motels, hotels have heaters. Their hot water heaters are anywhere from 95 to 120 gallons. The law states that anything over 85 gallons has to be considered a boiler, and because of that requires all kinds of mechanical and electrical fastenings for your room where you have those heaters. So that bill went through. We eliminated it. We called it up to 120 for a hot water heater. We were getting calls from all over, but specifically the one that started it was the motel here in Wamego.
Interesting. Oh, that, and you say that one's about to go through?
Yes, it passed both chambers, and now we're at the conference committee stage. I will review the bill this weekend and see if they made any changes. If they made no changes to the bill, I will simply concur, and the House will vote on it, and it will go to the governor.
All right. Well, that's an interesting one there. Representative Ron Hyland again joining us from the 51st District, and pleased to have him on this morning. We love getting these updates. It's our access into what's going on in Topeka, so appreciate the time here this morning.
You're welcome, Brendan. You guys have a great weekend.
All right, you do the same.